On Saturday in South Korea, 22,000 women took to the streets of the capital to protest police inaction on Mulkup, or spy cam pornography. In the biggest female protest in Southern Korean history, women called on police to take greater action against these cameras, which are small enough to be hidden on shoes or in public toilet cubicles. Kara Wagner spoke to Haerin Kang, CEO of Korea Exposé, a Seoul-based independent media outlet.
Mulka is short for Mulle Camera, which literally means secret camera. It's actually not quite clear how widespread this problem is. There's a recorded average of around 6,000 cases that police deal with, and that's the number for the past few years. But experts and critics say the numbers are probably much higher because of the way police define Mulka cases, which is it has to be first identified as explicitly pornographic, which usually means genitalia has to be shown. And they also have to be able to identify a clear victim, which is often not the case for a lot of these spy cam contents.
The protest was sparked by the arrest of a woman named Ms. An. Can you tell me why she was arrested?
She shot a footage of a nude male model at Hongik University, which is a huge university in downtown Seoul. And she distributed the footage online without his consent. And that was why she was arrested by the police in mid-May. The protesters perceived the police to have prioritized this case because the victim was male. So the protesters are arguing, and this is not statistically proven, that the police reacted much more swiftly and was much more public about this case because the man was a victim. Whereas there's thousands of cases involving women that go unnoticed and often even rejected. So the protesters are arguing that there is gender discrimination when it comes to police investigations. There were at least 20,000 women in Haehwa, Seoul, and they sat in front of the station for hours, and the line stretched for hundreds of meters, just protesting against the police and this widespread culture of consuming spy cameras as porn. They had chants, they had performances where they, shaved their heads off, because shaving heads is seen as a powerful symbol of protest in South Korean culture.
How has the South Korean government responded to the protest?
Spy camera is a problem that the South Korean government has been conscious of even before the protest happened. I mean, when Moon Jae-in came to power last May, he said that he would, kind of increase regulations on spy camera sales. There are currently no regulations, so it's really easy for anyone to buy them online. So there's some policies that he's put forth, but we don't really know, how effective they'll be. I mean, there have been some strides in recent years. There was a huge website called Soranet, which was where, thousands of spy cam Mulka posts would come up, and there would be like revenge porn, and men would post up pictures of their girlfriend or wife's genitalia and ask people to rate them. Or they would kind of, I don't know if this was ever carried out in real life, but they would say, hey, I'm going to rape this woman tonight. Do you guys want to come? So all these horrible, very horrible, threatening activities would happen on Soranet, and that was shut down, I think, a couple of years ago. So that was a big step forward. I think the public awareness is definitely increasing, especially thanks to the protests and Moon Jae-in's efforts to curb the problem. That's always an important beginning, because one of the biggest problems in this issue is that, spy cam is consumed uncritically as, a matter of taste. It's something that people go to watch if they prefer a more quote-unquote natural genre of porn. So I think the current efforts are going to make a huge impact in the way men and women perceive this problem. But maybe I'm being a little bit too optimistic.
Haerin Kang, CEO of Korea Exposé, ending that report by Caro Wagner.